WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. What will be a record-breaking day, most likely, for the temperature, at least for the month of June, and one of the hottest days we've had in a long time. So I hope that you are already taking precautions against it. You might hear my fans in the background. We've got two going here in the studio. The air conditioning isn't working 100% in here, so we're doing all we can to kind of mitigate it a little bit with these higher-than-expected temperatures. So if the fan is a little bit too much, let me know, but I might also just be like, yeah, you're just going to have to deal with it. So anyway, I hope that you are going to do all you can to stay cool today. Keep in mind, those cooling centers are open. You can go to the library. And they're going to be open late. You can go to the beach. The beach is going to have lifeguards on duty until 7 p.m. So you get a couple extra hours of lifeguard duty. Also, you know, go to the mall. Go to a store. I was watching Christina Schallhoop's forecast last night, and she mentioned that. She said, you know, if it just gets to be too much and you don't have air conditioning at home, just go walk around, you know, Walmart or Best Buy or whatever other Target, whatever other big box stores are still open, because you can get away with, you know, spending a good amount of time in there, walking around. It's not loitering if you're protecting yourself from the heat, but you know, you can buy a bottle of water or something. But the trick is to stay ahead of it. Don't wait until you get overheated and then try to fix it. You know, that's what I'm looking for. You just start early. Proactive. That's the word I was looking for. Be proactive about it, and hopefully you can keep it cool. And then we just got to get through today and tomorrow. And tomorrow is going to be like 10 degrees cooler, so maybe it'll feel a little bit better. And then we'll get some rain coming in, hopefully, tomorrow night. Hopefully a thunderstorm. And then we're going to be in the 70s on Thursday, and it's going to feel like spring again. We're going to say, oh, man, this is so much better. So again, just got to get through the next couple of days, but do it safely. Check on your loved ones, especially if they're elderly. Make sure your pets are taken care of, that they have water, that they have the air conditioning on. I left my cat with the AC running and a big bowl of fresh cold water. And I said to him, I was like, I don't think you understand. You've got it better than anybody else is going to have it, because you're just going to lay there right under the air conditioning all day. And nobody's expecting you to do anything. You've got it better than anybody. Dogs don't have it as good as you have it. And he just kind of looked at me like, yeah, I don't care. Get out of here. It's time for me to run around and be crazy. You go home. Yeah, you go to work. So certainly, you know, we can talk about the heat if you want to. We can talk about the latest with Iran and Israel and the U.S. involvement. I follow up on what we were talking about yesterday. The WWE has full intention of still putting on their show in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia this weekend, both the Friday Night SmackDown and the Saturday Night of Champions event. So they're going full force. And there were reports yesterday that there were personnel that were already there, stuck in an airport, I believe in Qatar. So if that's the case, you know, does that make things more difficult for everybody else to get over there when they leave probably on Thursday? But it's an interesting thing to keep an eye on, because You know, there's no other major U.S.-based event happening there. So we'll keep an eye on what goes on with that. Also, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files after the 7:30 news. We will have today's South Coast Health Community Spotlight in the 7 o'clock hour. Today, we are going to learn all about Elliott Farm in Lakeville and the work that they do for food insecurity. And also, you know, if you don't have issues with food insecurity, it's a great farm stand to stop at and get yourself some freshly grown corn and other items. So we'll talk with Dee Elliott from Elliott Farm later on. And I was thinking, because, so just, you know, a couple of things. One, we have an article on the website, on the app, WBSM.com, the WBSM app, mentioning that the zoo is closed today, not only to help keep the animals cool, but also because it keeps the patrons cool by not having them walk around the zoo in the heat. But the animals will be mostly, you know, in their shaded areas or inside, so it's pointless to have the zoo open anyway if they're going to keep the animals undercover so that they're not out in the direct sunlight today. But an interesting thing that Gazelle shared on our website, on our app, and it's not the only place that's doing this. A number of other places are. But he shared the story of the Star Drive-In in East Taunton. They are closing for today. They're not going to be open because of the fact that they don't have air conditioning. They're a building with big glass windows in the front, and there's really no space except for, you know, a couple of counter seats in the ordering area between those giant glass windows and the kitchen. So the owner, Erica Madden, said, you know, it's going to be too hot, and I will sacrifice a day's worth of income, a day's worth of profit for the sake of my employees. And I can tell you, you know, they would have done very well on a day like today because, first of all, people don't want to cook. So they would have gone down there. They would have done a ton of business on ice cream, I'm sure, because it will be so hot. And they do have a nice little like picnic area where I'm sure people that do enjoy the heat, there are some weirdos out there that to them today is the perfect day. You know, they might want to go and have their meal outside. But she made the right thing and chose the people over the profits. And as someone who worked in that industry for a long time, 22 years, I will say, out of those 22 years that I was a cook, 5 of them were spent in an air-conditioned kitchen. So the last 5 years of my cooking career, working for a corporate chef, oh, I guess I said the name of the company. Well, that's all right. I'm never going to put them on a job reference anyway. I say a lot of negative things about them. But when I worked for them and I worked inside the Talbot's Distribution Center, the kitchen was nice and air-conditioned. The cafeteria was nice and air-conditioned. So, yeah, it got warm, but it wasn't dangerous. You know, it was pretty nice, and, you know, I would just go in the back kitchen and cool off if it got too warm out in the cafeteria, you know, out in front of the grill. But it was fine. You know, the heat didn't really bother me at all. But the previous 17 years before that, working in the kitchen of a diner was brutal. And it didn't have to be a day like today either. It could be a day just like yesterday or the day before. And you're back there with very little ventilation. You know, we had the hood over the grill, but we had nothing else. We had two windows in the kitchen, three windows in the kitchen, all at the back end of the kitchen, that most of the time we couldn't open because they didn't have screens, or the screens were busted, or the window was busted. We had a back door that we couldn't keep open because the dumpster was right outside and flies would get in. It was brutal. And we would say to the owner, you know, maybe we shouldn't be open today. It's too hot to be back here. And he'd say, oh, if it's too hot for you, then you need to get a different job. And believe me, he would never have picked, you know, people over profits. This is a guy that if it was a blizzard, you better be down there. And you better not be 5 minutes late. In fact, you better be early because you have to shovel out the whole front of the diner before you open up and start cooking. It's ridiculous. But there's no way he ever would have closed on a day like today. And the Star Drive-In is not the only place that's doing so. I'm seeing a lot of things on social media where people are saying, you know, restaurants and food stands and things like that are saying, hey, we're closed today. We're going to be closed on Tuesday. We've got to take care of our employees. And I like that change in mentality. Now, would it be terrible for somebody if they, you know, they didn't want to cook? Obviously, they don't want to turn on their stove and in the heat like this. And they say, all right, we're going to go out to eat. And then the place they want to go to eat, they get there and it's closed because it's too hot. I don't know how many people are going to get upset about that. I would think most people are going to be understanding of that situation. And they're going to say, all right, I get it. I'm just going to go somewhere else instead. Because there are still a lot of places that have, you know, nice air-conditioned kitchens where I'm sure it'll still be hot today, but at least it'll be bearable. So what do you think? Because I've seen a mixed bag of comments, believe it or not. You know, maybe I'm biased having worked in the industry, but I saw a lot of people who were commenting that they felt like, oh, this is, America is just a bunch of babies now, and you know, when I was younger, we would have been back there in that kit. Like, okay, fine. That was you. Also, older generations didn't grow up with air conditioning. They were a little bit more toughened to the heat. Okay. You know, kudos to you, but that doesn't mean that someone else should suffer because you grew up in a different era where everybody didn't have air conditioning. Yes, there are physiological changes that happen when you are used to having air conditioning. And believe it or not, human evolution does not take that long to adapt to situations. You know, there's already studies that are being done because they notice that people are being born with wider eyes. Like, well, you know, these children that are coming up, they have very large eyes. Well, it's because we are a society that stares at screens all day. So already humanity is adapting to that. So I think we are already getting to the point where, yeah, people can't take the heat as much as they used to be able to. So I don't think that that's their fault. And I think you'll be okay if you can't go to the Star Drive-In for one day or whatever other places might be closed. But what I thought was going to be, you know, an overwhelming show of support for the business to say, wow, you're really doing the right thing. And that is, you know, a majority of the comments. You still got a good amount of people that are saying, you know, that's ridiculous. As if they were, you know, actually going to go to the Star Drive-In today. And in a way, you know, whatever profits you're worried about missing today, I wouldn't be too worried because come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when the temperatures are back in the 70s, a lot of people now have seen what it is that you're doing for your employees, and they are going to come and patronize your business based on that. So you're going to get a whole bunch of new people that are going to come for the first time because they want to support what it is that you did. And if you're the employees, I'm sure you're grateful. I saw someone comment, well, are they going to pay the employees for the day? Listen, I need money. I always need money, especially when I was younger and I was working in kitchens. But if somebody said, you're going to miss a day's pay to not have to go be in a 120-degree kitchen, I would have taken that all day long. So again, a business owner and many business owners, because again, there's others that have been posting the same thing, and maybe one kicked off a trend, but the bottom line is putting people over profits is not something that you see all the time, so we obviously want to call it out when we do see it, and that's why we have that story for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Coming up later on, we'll talk about another story that's up there. At least I think it's up there. I'll have to double check and make sure it published. But New Bedford has a swap shop. What does that mean? Well, we'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. But right now, let's take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
You could fly there. Gone. Remember you were talking. And I watched as sweat ran down your face. Reached up. And I caught it at your chin. Lick my fingertips. We were just
welcome back. And it is so hot outside, but not hot enough to fry an egg yet. It's only 72 degrees, but by, you know, midday today, and certainly by late afternoon, it'll be hot outside enough to fry an egg. That's for sure. I might actually go try that. So, and that song also has one of the best visuals, I think, ever. You know, catching the sweat and licking the fingertip. Anyway, we will take some calls coming up, 508-996-0500. We are going to talk about New Bedford's new swap shop and paint shed. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Flight turbulence results in 5 injuries in North Carolina. Oil and gasoline prices on the rise. And new research on naps.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A private company is creating the largest ICE detention center in California. CoreCivic will convert a 2,500-bed facility in California City to the state's largest migrant detention center. The agreement with ICE is part of a federal effort to expand detention capacity. California Governor Newsom previously tried to block private prisons from housing ICE detainees, but a federal court ruled he cannot prevent private firms from assisting immigration enforcement. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to deport convicted criminals to so-called third countries, even if they have no connection to that nation. It puts a hold on federal judges' ruling that said those being deported should have a chance to bring claims that they would be at risk of persecution or death if sent to other countries. All 3 liberal judges on the court dissented. American Airlines investigating after 5 people hospitalized following turbulence on a flight. 3 flight attendants, 2 passengers on flight 1286 from Miami to Raleigh-Durham were taken to the hospital after landing on Sunday night. The airline said the fasten seatbelt sign was on when the turbulence hit, indicating that passengers and crew should have been securely fastened, but some passengers say the sign was not illuminated and have pointed to weather conditions as another cause of the incident. The oil market reacting after U.S. strikes in Iran. They were on the rise and now are said to start dropping after what's being labeled as Iran's restrained retaliation against the U.S. With the oil price dip, stocks responded with a 200-point jump in the Dow's industrial average. Investors warn any more aggression from Iran, Israel, or the U.S. could spook the markets again. Military analysts say Iran's attack against the U.S. airbase in Qatar may be just an effort to save face with its people. Meanwhile, gasoline prices in the state have jumped almost 9 cents in the last week. Today, June 24th, marks 4 years since the collapse of the Champlain Tower South that killed 98 people in Surfside, Florida. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has released some findings into its $30 million investigation. Investigator Glenn Bell says that there were many factors that contributed to the crash.
All of these factors combined to cause critically low margins of safety at the time of failure. But it's important to note that the first two, design understrength and misplaced reinforcement, caused the bulk of the critically low margins.
There are many known benefits of napping, including increased energy and creativity, but a new report suggests they can also increase your risk of death.
A major study out of Harvard Medical School and Mass General Hospital has found that when you nap and how you nap are major factors. 15 to 30 minute power naps are ideal, but sleeping longer than that is linked to a higher risk of mortality. Researchers say long naps can reflect underlying conditions like depression or early degenerative changes, especially as we age. Long nappers also tend to have higher blood pressure and body mass index, which can lead to obesity, diabetes and heart disease. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports.
Angels beat the Red Sox last night 9-5 in Los Angeles. Those two teams back at it tonight at 9:38.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Another absolute scorcher of a day, even more so than what we saw on Monday, considering temperatures start in the 70s. But by the afternoon, even the coast, no relief at the beach. We're going to see coastal temperatures in the low 90s. And then as you head inland, we're looking at temperatures in northern Bristol County in the mid and upper 90s, even triple digits. And by the way, it's going to feel like we're in the triple digits across the board today because of the humidity and the sun angle. So make sure you're spending time in the AC where it's a lot cooler and a little bit easier on your body. Now, as we move into tonight, we still stay pretty toasty with temperatures in the mid and upper 70s and another warm day on Wednesday. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. So, listen, I heard Mike's report there about naps, and I'll take my chances. I will. I'll take my chances. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to take naps whenever I get the opportunity, although I don't nap nearly as much as I used to, but it used to be a daily thing for me, and it used to be like 2-3 hour naps because I would only sleep a couple of hours at night between jobs and then get up and go to work and then come home and then sleep for like 3 or 4 hours and then go back to the next job. And I don't take naps nearly that long now. If I do now, it's probably closer to what he was saying was the safe range, you know, maybe about a half an hour, sometimes an hour. But naps are so good. Naps are so good. I would say, you know, take that time off my life. I think, though, you know, what he was saying makes sense, because if you are that tired and run down, there's obviously other health issues at play. And obviously one of the big ones for people would be like sleep apnea. That's going to cause you to be tired in the middle of the day and need to take a nap. And obviously having untreated sleep apnea is dangerous. So, yeah, I see the correlation, but I'm also not going to give up my naps. Especially where I don't get the chance to take as many as I used to. But there's nothing better. Is there a better feeling in the world than those naps you take, like in the wintertime? You go and you lay down at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You go and you lay down, take a nap, then you wake up and it's dark and you don't know what time it is. You have no idea if you slept through to the next day. You look over at the clock and it says 5 and you're like, is that 5 p.m. or is that 5 a.m.? I have no idea. This is great. To this day, if I have one of those experiences, I'm still like, did I miss the bus? Like, no, I don't take a bus to school anymore.
But anyway, yeah, naps are amazing. But obviously, that report is true because, you know, if you have those other health issues, it's going to be dangerous to your health. 508-996-0500. There was also... there was another thing I was going to bring up from that news report. Oh, well, it'll come to me. But we can certainly talk about the heat and ways to beat the heat. You heard Christina mention it's even going to be 90 degrees at the beaches. So, yeah, that can help you cool off, but you still got to be aware. Stay hydrated. That's the number one thing. Stay hydrated. But also, you know, keep an eye on other folks around you, too, to make sure they are. You can't be nagging people enough to make sure that they're drinking water, especially where, you know, this isn't just going to be heat, but it's going to be humid conditions, and that's going to make you sweat, and that's going to cause you to lose more of your body's moisture. So keep an eye out on others. And pets, of course, too. Do not bring your pets in the car today. They don't want to leave the house unless you don't have air conditioning. But if you have AC at home, that's where they'd rather be. And that's where they should be. 508-996-0500. We are already getting a bunch of entries into our new contest this week. We have Shine Down at TD Garden, along with Bush and Morgan Wade. And if you would like to enter to win, you can go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They are sponsoring all of our concert ticket giveaways this season. But if you are a Shinedown fan, I guess this is a pretty big deal. I don't know anything about the band. I'm not a Shinedown person, but I'm a big fan of Bush. I saw them last year or the year before, and they were fantastic live. And I said, you know, I would actually buy tickets to go to that show and just leave after Bush. But that's me. You know, a lot of you out there are probably Shinedown fans, and why not enter to win? Again, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. 508-996-0500. So I mentioned the new swap shop that New Bedford has now. What does that mean? What's that all about? Well, we have the story at WBSM.com and on the app. You're going to hear me say that a lot. I'm always pointing you in the direction of those two places. So the swap shop is at the recycling center on Shaman Avenue. And what this is this is a place where people can bring gently used items that they think that they don't want anymore, but that they think somebody else might want. And then people who are looking for stuff can go there and check out what's there. Now, I've got to give you the caveat. This is only open to New Bedford residents. It's not, you have to show proof of residency to be able to go there, whether it be to drop off or take anything. So it's open only for residents. And also, they're not taking everything. You know, other places, they let you just drop off whatever. You know, some of these other swap shop type ideas, you just drop off whatever. I know in Marion, they had one at the transfer station and people would just drop whatever off. And if it was something nobody wanted, the folks that worked there would just go in and toss it in the dumpsters. But in this case, and especially to start things off, New Bedford is being a little bit judicious about what they're allowing to be dropped off. So we've got the all the details on the website and on the app. But I'll just give you a brief idea of what you can bring over there. So what they'll take are books, tableware, so things like dishes and silverware, cookware, bakeware, so pots, pans, baking sheets. Those can all be brought to the swap shop. What you cannot bring are electronic items, household items, toasters, microwaves, plug-in devices, things like that. They're not currently being accepted. Now, I would hope that at some point they do start accepting electronics because there are a lot of folks who show up at these looking for a electronics, whether it be things that are working or things that aren't, because a lot of people tinker with them and fix them or use the parts for other things. So there is a desire for that. I think what the concern is here is like people bring monitors and drop off monitors that are burnt out that nobody's going to want. And then, as you know, normally they charge you to get rid of monitors because there's certain things that have to be done to get rid of them. So I understand, you know, not wanting to have that stuff, especially here at first, but maybe they'll change that as they see how much stuff is coming in and how much they have to monitor. Because everything you bring there to drop off, you have to check in with a recycling center employee to see if it's okay to leave it. But I think the big thing here, like the really big thing that's going to benefit a lot of people here, are the books. If you remember a couple of years ago, I did a story and we talked about it on the air, Wareham's Book Shed. So at the recycling center in Wareham, they have a shed that is nothing but books. So when people drop off the books, they put them out there and then they charge for them. But it's short money. I think it's like $1 for a paperback and $2 for a hardcover. And if you walk up with a big stack of books, like they're not sitting there counting everyone and being like, okay, you know, 3 hardcovers, 14 paperback. They're just looking at your stack and be like, yeah, $10. But they also have trailers there that are full of books that don't even make it out into the book shed because they get so many. Or there's something that people dropped off that nobody's going to want to take home, like medical textbooks or something. They still want to be able to recycle them. They still want to be able to bring them to somebody that can use them, but they know that, you know, putting them in the shed isn't going to draw any attention. Nobody's going to want them. So I think books will be the big draw here. If you are a voracious reader, this is a great thing to do, because take the books that you don't want anymore, bring them down there, drop them off, grab some books that you haven't read, bring them home, read them, bring them back, drop them off. This is the kind of thing that, you know, we need more of. These basically book exchanges. And so I think you're going to get a lot of people that come down there for that. Another part of what they're doing over there is they're going to have the paint swap shed. So how many people out there have, you know, cans of paint in their garage, in their basement, in a cabinet that you're never going to use again? But you just, it's hard to get rid of paint. So you just hold on to it and say, well, maybe someday somebody's going to need some paint and I'll have this for them. Or maybe someday I'll want to paint something or whatever. And then you end up just keeping it around unnecessarily. Well, you're going to be able to bring the paint down to this paint shed. And then people who are looking for paint but don't want to go out and spend a whole bunch of money, or maybe don't need an entire gallon or what have you, they can go down there and take the paint. So if you want to know what restrictions there are for dropping things off, if you want to know what the hours are for these, it's all there for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I'm pretty excited about this idea because I've seen it work in other communities and seen it work well. And eventually, you know, maybe this grows into something where you can drop off more. One of the things, when I was a kid, my cousin lived in Halifax and they had the town barn, was what they called what they did, their swap shop. And people would just drop off bicycles they didn't want anymore. Maybe they were broken, maybe they weren't. But my cousin would just go over there and get a bunch of these bicycles, bring them back to his house, and Frankenstein a new bike out of them. So he would take a piece off of this, a piece off of that, a piece off of this. And then they would just scrap the whatever was left if they didn't, you know, back in those days you had a lot of metal on bikes. And so it was worth scrapping a bicycle. You got a couple of bucks for it. So he was able to Frankenstein a bunch of bikes together. So if you needed a bicycle, you didn't have a bicycle, you just went and saw my cousin. And it wasn't like he was out there selling them or something. You know, he was just giving them away. He just enjoyed doing it. So maybe at some point they get to that as well. But right now, it's books, cookware, dishes, silverware, things like that. And it is open already. They're already taking donations. They've already got stuff in there for you to pick up. So if anybody goes, let me know. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in, or we are, we've got the phone lines open, 508-996-0500, and the app chat open on the WBSM app, as well as open line voicemails if you want to leave one of those. And keep in mind, too, that as we are getting closer to 50s night coming up on July 17th, the app is a great way to send in your requests for songs to be played that night. So you can send a request to me on the WBSM app, or you can email me, tim@wbsm.com. But we are going to have a full 50s playlist. The only catch is, if you're going to request a song, it's got to be, it had to be released between January 1st, 1950, and December 31st, 1959. Joe Jesus would want us to keep it pure 50s, and that's what we do every year with the playlist. So if you have some songs you would like to hear, just send them along. And I will do my best to find them. I might already have them because we've built up quite a library of 50 songs over the years. But if I don't, I'll see if I can acquire it. See, the problem is, you know, we're not a music station, so we don't have a whole bunch of music like already saved up. So I reach out to some of the other music stations in our company and I say, you know, does anybody have this? Does anybody have that? And because it's not as easy, you just can't download a song and play it on the radio. It doesn't work that way. And the problem is a lot of these stations, they're not oldie stations, so they don't have this kind of music. So we got to do our best to get it corporate approved and all that kind of stuff to put it into the system. So the earlier you get it to me, the better. We'll try and get those songs played for you on 50s night on July 17th, rain date of the following Thursday, July 24th. But hopefully Mother Nature is going to play along well like she has the last few years. And we'll have it on the 17th. I got one more break here. I got to get in before the end of the hour. Let me do that. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news.